You're listening to CJSR Focus, Edmonton Writers and Poets Series.
On today's installment of the CJSR Edmonton Writers and Poets Series, we feature unpublished writer Ryan Madage. Ryan has been writing since he was a young child and with the support of his family has continued to develop his writing skills. His interests are in the area of experimental literature and multimedia exploration, as well as other art forms such as collage and photography. Ryan visited our studio to talk about his first novel, The Marianas Trench.
Okay, tell us about this novel that you are working on.
Well, it is actually, I did complete it some time ago. I've actually been kind of in the process of kind of trying to get it kind of out there, you know, a little bit. And that's always kind of a difficult process because the writing industry is just like so crazy to try to get into.
I always say to people, when you're having difficulty getting attention, remember J.K. Rowling. Just remember.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I've been working on my writing for quite a long time since I was probably about 13 or so. And and I always just, you know, my teachers, you know, and family, you know, was encouraging me to like keep working on it. Kind of daunting at points to try to, you know, kind of keep going and, you know, just kind of keep the faith, you know, a little bit. But I really enjoy the process a lot, you know, despite that. And I began working on this actually probably about 10 years ago. And it's not really like a long novel. It's only about, you know, 120, 130 pages. But I rewrote the first chapter like 10 times. And, you know, I just kind of kept going forward with it. And some people have read it and, you know, have liked it. And I've gotten lots of good feedback from people and, you know, that sort of thing, make adjustments and so forth. And I'm just kind of in the process of getting a professional edit done through the Writers Guild of Alberta.
At this point in our interview, I asked Ryan Madage where his idea for the Marianas Trench developed from.
Well, it was kind of born kind of out of this idea from when I was a lot younger that the title of the book is called The Marianas Trench. And basically, if a person knows kind of the Marianas Trench is like, you know, the deepest part of the ocean, you know, kind of on Earth. And then, you know, as a teenager, as an angst-ridden teenager, I kind of was thinking about this more. And I thought, well, what does that mean exactly? What does that mean to me? Is that, you know, kind of an allegorical thing as to that part of yourself that you don't see on the surface? You kind of go to the depths of your being and see kind of what you come out with. So this is actually a trilogy I'm working on. It's actually a part of a larger, it's just kind of a singular kind of character. Well, the narrative told from a perspective of an unknown, unnamed person and his experiences, which I can say, you know, it has this kind of negative element to it, but I'd say that there definitely is some hope in there if you do look for it. I don't look at it as a depressing work, but one that is a sincere work. I really was just obsessed with, you know, I guess you could say from the start. But
what are some of the influences in your writing? Is it environment? Is it culture? Is it other classical writers that you...
Well, I like to think that everything influences me. You know, of course, there's always, you know, those authors that do influence you. I guess you could say I was really influenced by, like, modernist writers, you know, like James Joyce and Beckett and short story writers like Borges and people like that. I think, you know, because when you read certain things, you obviously identify, like, with characters or style or certain things. But I find that music really does, you know, have an influence on me as well. And I listen to a lot of different things. And I kind of get that same sense because, you know, songs are stories as well. And then you have this kind of musical element that, you know, kind of elicits emotion and makes you kind of think about the lyrics in a different way. And this whole kind of, you know, thing going on there, you know.
I asked Ryan Madage about his influences and writing.
Everything influences me. I can be walking down the street and, you know, I'll see something and then I find I'm kind of writing about it, like, at some point later on. It was a... just kind of make me think, you know, about it for a long time and try to think of it in kind of like an emotional context. I like to think, like, write from a more emotional standpoint because I don't really describe environment too much. I just kind of really want to get into the meat of what the character's thinking and feeling, you know, and just kind of let, you know, the rest of it is kind of artifice, you know, in a way, so.